Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ordained Chaplains Podcast. My name is Daniel White III. I am the president of Gospel Light Society University. Chaplains are spiritual representatives of Jesus Christ, commissioned to work in mostly secular institutions. We are expected to serve both the spiritual and emotional needs of others through listening, prayer, presence, scripture, reading, and being God's hands and feet in the organization we are privileged to serve in. This podcast is designed to equip chaplains and those training to be chaplains with the resources and encouragement they need to carry out their calling in life. Our ordained chaplain's scripture verse for today is Psalm 86:15. which reads, "But thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering and plenteous in mercy and truth." Our ordained chaplain's quote for today is from Thomas Aquinas. He said, "I would rather feel compassion than know the meaning of it." In this podcast, we will continue discussing the book Out of the Depths by Anton T. Boyzen. We continue today with In the Old Home, Part 1. Following my father's death, we returned to Grandfather Wiley's home in Indiana. For my grandparents, this was the beginning of a very trying period. In 1885, the year following our return, there came a change of administration in the university. David Starr Jordan took over. At that time, 34 years of age. He had already won worldwide recognition as an authority on fishes, and he was soon to be recognized as one of America's really great university presidents. He wanted a faculty of young specialists and a university in which the student would have a chance to participate in actual research while still an undergraduate. This meant change, and my grandfather was the outstanding representative of the old order that had to go. His desire to round out 50 years of service was therefore not honored, and he was retired at the end of his 49th year of teaching. To make the situation worse, Uncle Brown Wiley, his son, my mother's brother, who had stepped into the position of assistant in chemistry without having obtained his doctorate, had just been relieved of his office. Meanwhile, Mother had taken a position in the Bloomington City Schools as teacher of drawing in order that we might not be wholly dependent upon her parents. This teaching, together with housework and the care of a considerable flower and vegetable garden, was a heavy drain upon her time and strength. Throughout this period, the household was run by my grandmother with the help of our Negro cook, Lizzie Breckinridge, who served our family nearly 50 years. My grandmother was a cheery, confident, practical person. She was never much interested in books, but all of the family came to her with their aches and pains and cuts and bruises. We considered her to be as good as a doctor. She was, as I remember her, a charming hostess, witty and tactful and resourceful. I do not recall ever seeing her sick except as she faded away toward the end of her 101 years. Beloved, in our next podcast, we will continue with part two of In the Old Home. Let's pray. Holy Father God, give us understanding, give us wisdom, give us knowledge. Lord, help us to learn from many people and many sources as you see fit, so that we can be fit for your use in showing compassion and concern and love, your love to others. And in the end, that they would come to know you as Savior and live their lives out victoriously. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Pardon me. Now, beloved, if you have come across this podcast and you have never trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, allow me to show you how you can be saved from sin and hell today. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws, God's commandments. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." That includes you and me and the Pope and everybody else. Secondly, accept the fact that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin. It's called death and eternal hell. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact, dear friend, that you are on the road to hell if you have never trusted Christ as Savior. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable, mean and hateful and cruel and wicked people, and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and all idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, this is bad news, but I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. You have God's word on it. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed." For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Trust Christ today as your Savior. I guarantee you that if you pray to him right now, he will save your soul. Follow me in this prayer called the Sinner's Prayer. Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I've done wrong in my life and that I have broken your commandments and that I deserve hell, eternal hell. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. Have mercy and grace upon me. As I now believe with all of my heart in the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior, I believe that he died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Help me to repent of my sins past and to follow you in the new life. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray, and for his sake, amen. Dear friend, until next time, please keep in mind these reasons. Dear friend, until next time, please keep in mind what you've learned in this lesson. Use it for the glory of God and to help others along this road called life, for the glory of God.